Okay, guys, this is going to be a pretty short episode. I had my final day at work and a bunch of coworkers took me out to dinner at my favorite steakhouse in Palo Alto. They also got me a couple of spot-on gifts, a gift certificate for that ridiculously overpriced health food market in Los Angeles called Erewhon, so I can buy a few of my favorite Invigorator smoothies. And my buddy Chris, who listens to the podcast, got me a coffee cup with the UR My Density logo printed on it for me. And I was like, man, thank you so much. And I've moved and changed jobs so often over the last several years, but this group of people I really got close to, the nurses, the management, I mean, they were all were great. I told them all many times if I could move like the entire hospital to Los Angeles, it would be a dream. But alas, my life in Sunnyvale outside of work was just not healthy physically or mentally. So it's best that I get back to Los Angeles. But I will miss everyone at work, and hopefully we will all keep in touch, but you know how that goes sometimes. But I'm sure a few of these people will remain friends for life, or FFL, as the kids say. Does anyone say that? Okay, opening song, please.
You are my density. You are my density.
Okay, this episode will be really short. I moved out of my Sunnyvale apartment yesterday, and I'm at my mom's now. Her and I are going to Los Angeles this weekend to look at apartments. Wish me luck. But briefly, I was going to have a friend help me out from work move my couch. The apartment building in Sunnyvale has a little area where you can put furniture and stuff you want to shit can. Somebody comes up and picks it up. But anyway, I was like, you know what? I'm going to try and move this goddamn couch out of here by myself. And I somehow did. I got it out of the apartment, pushed it down the stairs, and pushed it to the little storage area. At one point, while I was struggling with the couch, this guy passed by me. I said I was moving. He said, oh. And then he went into his apartment. I mean, the guy was pretty fit, pretty muscular. It's like, you could offer to help. I mean, I would have. But you know my thoughts on people these days. So yeah, for this new job, I had to get some blood work, the usual, you know, tuberculosis, measles, mumps, and rubella. And while we're on the topic of rubella, I love the song Rubella from 1994 by the band The Smoking Popes. The lyrics are about a guy who's falling hard for a girl. I always love the Smoking Popes. The lead singer has a great style, kind of Morrissey sounding. So I am positive I love the song Rubella. Hopefully I don't test positive for it, though. Which actually doesn't even make sense, because if you test positive, it means you have antibodies and are immune to future infection. But anyway, I'm insanely obsessed and I simply will not rest. She doesn't know it yet, but she's the one. And I won't stop until I'm done. Rubella, rubella, rubella. So yeah, on to another apartment, on to another job. And yes, part of me is nervous, but I've gone through so much change in the last 10 years that I know I can do it. I'm a goddamn board-certified psychiatric nurse. And I read a great quote. Try to say great quote. I fucked it up about 10 times. From Boris Becker, who was the youngest ever Wimbledon champion at age 17, and his life just kind of fell apart afterwards. He made mistakes, went bankrupt, was in prison for a while. And to get through everything, he once said, "You think about what made you strong in the first place. It was tough then, but I did it once. Why can't I do it twice?" Well said, sir. Twice, or three times, or four times, or however many, because life is really just a bunch of moments when at our best we show some strength. We say, man, you can do this. When we do the right thing, or stand up for someone, or ask someone on a date, or walk into that first day of a new job. It's like you're worried? Well, just keep walking on, open that door, and get in there and start. So to close, while I do enjoy time by myself, I also need to be around my friends. Life is all about your friends and family, ultimately. We need them around. What did you say? Oh, yes, you're right. The Smoking Popes have a great song entitled Need You Around, also from 1994 on the album Born to Quit. And Need You Around was the only song of theirs to chart, reaching number 35 on Billboard's Modern Rock Tracks, largely because of it being used in the enjoyable 1995 movie Clueless. And as Alicia Silverstone's character Cher says, and this sums up my mood of late, I'm totally bugging.
If I could see into your heart, then would I know just where to start? 'Cause I'm lost and I need to be found. crazy as it sounds, I need you around.